So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Text Number 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tat prayasa na kartavya yata ayu vyaya param na tata Vindate Shemam Mukunda Charana Ambujam Tat Prayaso Nakartavyo
Yatta Ayur
Vyavyaparam Natata Vindate Chemang
Natata Vindate Chemang
Mukunda Charamam Bujam
Mukunda Charamam Bujam
Tat Prayaso Nakartavyo
Prayaso Nakartavyo
Yata Ayur Vyaya Param
Yata Ayur Vyaya Param
Natata Vindate Chemang
Natata Vindate
Mukunda Charamam Bujam
Mukunda Charamam Bujam
Tat
For that
Sense gratification and economic development.
Sense gratification and economic development.
Jūsų tenkinimo ir ekonomikos plėtrai.
Prayasa
Endeavor.
Pastangos.
Na, not.
Ne.
Kartavya.
Kartavya.
To be done.
To be done.
Turėtų būti skirtos.
Yata.
Yata.
From which.
From which.
Kurioms.
Ayuvyaya.
Ayuvyaya.
Waste of the duration of life.
Waste of the duration of life.
Išvaistytas gyvenimas.
Param, only or ultimately.
Only or ultimately.
Tik arba galiausiai.
Tik arba
galiausiai. Na, nor.
Nor.
Nei.
Tata.
Tata.
In that way.
In that way.
Tokiu būdu.
Vindate.
Vindate.
Enjoys.
Enjoys.
Pasiekiamas.
Shemam, the ultimate goal of life.
Aukščiausias gyvenimo tikslas.
Mukunda, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can deliver one from the material clutches.
Aukščiausias Dievo asmens.
Charana Ambujam, the lotus feet.
Lotus of pies.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. Thus, there is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Purport. We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence, but even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of the human form because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like the cats and dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus, one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Padagamana Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Shah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. So, we have a big problem. And that is, we are stuck right now in this material bodies. We're thinking we can enjoy these material bodies, which is false hope.
Ir tai yra kvaila viltis.
Hope against hope.
Viltis, vilties.
This hope, by this hope against hope, we become a dope.
Dope?
Dope means a fool.
Tokiu būdu mes galim tiesiog tapti kvailiais.
Therefore we require this wonderful and these wonderful instructions from Bhakta Prahlad.
Todėl mums reikia šių nuostabių Bhakta Prahlado pamokymų.
To bring us out of our ignorance.
Kad jisai mus pažadintų iš savo neišmanimo.
We are products of bad education.
Mes esame išsilavinimo spragos.
We weren't trained properly by our parents.
Mes nesame tinkamai apmokinti savo tėvų.
We weren't trained properly by the television.
Mus netinkamai apmokė televizija.
By the school.
Mokykla.
By the books.
Knygos, kurias skaitėm.
By the magazines.
Žurnalai.
By the political leaders.
Politikos lyderiai.
We have been, by the songwriters.
Dainų rašytojai.
By the cinema writers.
Kino kūrėjai.
We have been grossly misguided at every minute ever since we took birth.
Kiekvieną akimirką mes buvome grubiai klaidinami.
It's no wonder that people are so miserable and frustrated.
Todėl nėra nuostabu, kad žmonės tokie nelaimingi ir sutrikę.
Therefore we require someone who can properly educate us.
Todėl mums reikia kažko, kas galėtų mus tinkamai apmokinti.
Someone who is not a fool.
Ko nors, kas nebūtų kvailys.
Someone who is not a donkey.
Kuris nėra asmas.
Or a monkey.
Ar beždžionė.
You see, we require an actual enlightened soul to guide us. What is the truth? And who is that great personality who will liberate us from our illusion?
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Ačiū, Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada is present here.
Prabhupada yra čia.
Wherever his followers are sincerely serving his mission, Prabhupada is present.
Bet kur jo pasikėjai, nuo širdžiai stengiasi tarnauti jo misijai, Srila Prabhupada asmeniškai ten yra apsireiškęs.
So, since Prabhupada is present with us here now today,
taigi, kadangi Srila Prabhupada yra čia, šią dieną, su mumim,
we should beg his mercy, we can properly understand this purport.
Turime melsti jo malonės, kad tinkamai suvokti šitą komentarą.
Then we can properly understand what is the proper utilization of this human form.
Ir suvokti, kokia yra tikroji žmogaus gyvybės formos prasmė.
This human form has been attained after great, great struggle through the 8,400,000 species of life.
Nes žmogaus kūną mes gavome po labai, labai ilgų ir sunkių kankinimus, 8,400,000 gyvybės.
It is very, very difficult to go through all these different species. Extremely difficult situation.
Suprasti, kad keliauti gyvenimas po gyvenimo per visas šitas gyvybės rūšis yra labai sudėtinga užduotis.
Now that we've gotten this human form of life,
ir dabar, kada turime žmogaus gyvybės formą,
we have the opportunity to get out of this cycle.
Mes turime galimybę ištrūkti iš šito gimimų ir mirčių rato.
But you can only do it if you properly utilize the human form of life.
Bet tai galima padaryti tik tai tinkamai panaudojus mums suteiktas galimybės.
If you live like an animal in this lifetime,
bet jeigu gyvensi kaip gyvūnas,
simply interested to gratify your material senses, paprasčiausiai
rūpindamasis kūno poreikiais,
you become animal in your next birth.
Kitą gyvenimą toliau būsite gyvūnų.
Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam yajanjante kalevaram tam tam vivaiti kaunteya sadatar bhavabhavata. Whatever state of being you remember when you quit your body, that state you will attain without fail.
Kokią sąmonės būsiną, ką be prisiminat mirties akimirką, tokį kūną gausite sekančiam gyvenimui.
So we are creating our next body right now.
Taigi būtent šią akimirką mes kūrim savo sekantį kūną.
What is your prime meditation every day?
Kas yra pirminė jūsų meditacija kiekvieną dieną?
Is it devotional service?
Ar atsidėjimo tarnystė?
Or is it sense gratification?
Ar jūslių tenkinimas?
What is the primary focus of your consciousness every day?
Kas yra jūsų sąmonės koncentracijos prioritetas?
Doesn't matter where you live.
Nesvarbu, kur jūs gyvenate.
Do you live in the ashram or you live at home? It doesn't matter.
Ar ashrame, šventykloje ar namie, visiškai nesvarbu.
Grihe tako, vane tako, sada hari bole doko. Doesn't matter whether you're ashram dweller or a house dweller.
Visiškai nesvarbu, ar esat šventyklos gyventojas ar gyvenat namie.
What matters is where do you live within your heart?
Svarbiausia yra, kur jūs gyvenat savo širdyje, kas ten dedasi.
Do you live in sense gratification or do you live in devotional service?
Ar gyvenate jūslių tenkinime ar atsidėjimo tarnystėje?
Because that's what we're doing, we're creating our next lifetime right now.
Nes būtent nuo to priklauso, kokį jūs kūrėte kūną sekančią gyvenimą.
As you sow, so shall you reap.
Ką pasiesi, tai ir
pjausi. So whatever we're absorbing our consciousness in now, that kind of body will get in our next lifetime.
Taigi, kad ir kur koncentruojat savo sąmonę dabar, tokį kūną gausit
sekantį gyvenimą. The embarrassing reality is at this present moment our minds are in the gutter of sense gratification. That's the embarrassing reality.
Liūdna realybė ta, kad dabar mūsų protas yra pasinėręs į jūslių tenkinimą.
Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has ordered us that every day we must, in the morning, beat our mind with shoes 100 times.
Todėl Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati mums nurodo, kad kiekvieną rytą turėtume 100 kartų su batu trinktelti savo protį.
You rascal mind,
tu niekšas protė,
give up your absorption in sense gratification.
Atmesk savo pasinerimą į jūslių tenkinimą.
Take shelter of Krishna's name.
Priimk švento Krishnas vardo prieglobstį.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in the evening, go to the broom closet.
Nueikite į sandėliuką.
Grab one of those brooms.
Griebkit šluotą.
And again, beat your mind 100 times.
Ir dar 100 kartų trinktelkit savo protą.
You rascal, I told you to always think of Krishna. But you were thinking of so much garbage during the day. You saw that pretty girl walking down the street and you went, You saw that fancy car and you became lusty to get a fancy car. So mind, when are you going to stop this nonsense? You must fix yourself in Krishna consciousness, mind. So in this way we have to train ourselves, you see. It's like a mother trains the child. Our mind is the child and our intelligence is the mother. How do you get intelligence? Read Prabhupada's books. Chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam. Join the kirtan. Take darshan of the deities. Bow down to Krishna. Bow down to Guru. Bow down to Vaishnavas. In this way, by taking up the path of sadhana bhakti, the rascal mind becomes tamed. And we can actually absorb ourselves in Krishna Smaranam. Did you know why Krishna Smaranam is so ecstatic? Do you know why it's so ecstatic? You know, that's good. I'll tell everyone. Because Krishna is personally present.
Yes, когда присимнат Кришна, Кришна смерть.
That's what you were thinking. Krishna is personally present in his remembrance. If you remember Krishna, you are directly associating with God, the source of everything.
Jeigu prisimenat Krishna, tai jūs iš karto automatiškai bendraujate su juo.
The one who makes the sun rise in the morning.
Su viso ko šaltinį, kuris saulę sukuria.
The one who makes the birds chirp. The one who makes the flowers bloom in the spring. That amazing person who's standing in the bank of Jamuna at Keshigat, playing the fifth note on the flute with his head decked with peacock's feathers. His figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds. And his unique loveliness charming millions and billions of cupids. That ultimate superstar will become your personal associate, your constant companion, your best well-wishing friend, your protector, your benefactor. He will become fully absorbed in a loving relationship with you. All you have to do is to agree to think about him when you get up in the morning, when you begin your day, when you go through your day, at the end of your day, when you're taking prasad, when you're on the bus, when you're walking down the street, always think of Krishna. It's all you have to do, is always think of him. Whenever you drink water, you can simply remember Rasoham Apsukonteya. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. You drink water, don't you? Does anybody here not drink water? No, we all drink water. So all you have to do when you drink water is remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. And then you become into contact with Krishna by smaranam. Do you think you have to go very far to contact Krishna? You don't have to go very far.
You don't even have to cross the street. Krishna is everywhere.
Krishna
is omnipresent. You cannot find anywhere in this vast universe where Krishna is not present. You simply have to attune yourself to Krishna. And then you will see, yes, here is Krishna. You see? So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Norėjau užduoti vienas būtų klausimas toks, kaip mokytas prieš 40 kažkiek tai metų susitiko Šrilą Prabhupadą, jis iš karto tokią transcendenciją įgavo, reikėjo ilgo laiko, kad įsivaduoti iš tų trijų materialios gamtos gunų. Ir kitas klausimas, ar būtų teisingas mąstysena, būtent man dažnai ateina į protą tokia mintis, kad aš privalau padėti Dievui kažką daryti, ką darau, tai aš jam privalau padėti būtent. Ir čia yra teisinga, ar čia kažkoks biškiai nuvažiavimas į šoną?
There is two questions. When you first time met Srila Prabhupada, you immediately become transcendental realized soul, or it's gradual process?
Okay. First chance I had to meet Prabhupada, I wouldn't go.
Pirmą kartą, kai galėjau susitikti Šrilą Prabhupadą, aš nenuvykau tenais.
I was Mayavadi.
Nes buvau Mayavadi.
I thought I was Krishna.
Aš galvojau, kad esu Krishna.
I didn't want the guru to defeat my position of being God, is it?
Nenorėjau sutikti guru, kuris pasakys, kad aš nesu Dievas.
This is such a fool. This was in 1969. I was invited to go hear Prabhupada. He was only a few blocks away from where I was living. I didn't go. It was so stupid. And then again in 1970, the following year, the devotees said, there's a festival in Los Angeles. Prabhupada is going to be there. We're driving down in the van. Just get in the van and come with us.
Ir 70-ais metais taip pat atsidavusi kvietė mane į Los Angeles susitikti su Šrila Prabhupada.
What did this fool do?
Bet ką aš padariau?
I wouldn't go.
Nenuvykau.
One of the brahmacharis had said, I remember one day in the kitchen in the temple, he said, we have to surrender to the higher authorities.
Vienas brahmacharis kartą virtuvėje man pasakė, reikia atsiduoti vyresniems autoritetams.
And I was thinking, ooh, what a horrible idea that would be. So I turned that down, you see. Twice. 1969, 1970, no, no, I said the problem. But Krishna, see, I was pretty puffed up. I was a musician and everybody thought I was really great, you know. My ego was way out of proportion, blown way out of proportion. But then Krishna started to give me some special mercy. People started hating my music. So I became introspective. That I have to turn to God for happiness. And then Vishnujana Swami came into our town in Texas and he told me all about
Prabhupada.
Now there are two ways you can associate with the spiritual master. One is by vapu, or personal association. The other is vani, or his teachings. His vibrational presence. So, I had turned down the vapu association twice. But now, through Vishnujana Swami, I was hearing all, I was getting Prabhupada Vani, a lot of it, you see. He would tell us the teachings of Prabhupada. He would tell us all about the qualities of Prabhupada. the activities of Prabhupada.
Jo veiklą.
And it was very, very sweet to hear about Prabhupada, you see.
Tai yra labai, labai saldu klausyti apie Šrilą Prabhupadą.
So the, you can see it was a gradual process.
Taigi galite matyti, kad tai buvo palaipsninis procesas.
I thought I'd move into the ashram to not as a devotee, but just I was still a songwriter. Well, I can learn how to write some better songs about Krishna if I live in the ashram. Devotees said, well, they called me Steve Prabhu. They gave me the title Prabhu because I had distributed 10 Bhakti Guided magazines one day. And they said, Steve Prabhu, you know, you should surrender and become a disciple. I said, no. They said, but I'll just be a devotee of Krishna, I told them. But they said, look here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says you have to surrender to the Guru. So was I going to do it? Nope. I couldn't defend my position, but I still wasn't going to do it, you see. But then one day, we had a new album out that had just been released from Apple Records. Wow, the Beatles label had released an amazing record that had all these chants with George and the devotees singing and so beautifully and wonderfully. It was an amazing record.
Vieną dieną, kai buvo išleistas tas žinomas albumas, kurį produsavo George'as Harrison'as su atsidavusiais.
The Radha Krishna Temple album.
Radha Krishna albumas.
And, of course, the first cut we all know, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami, as the first cut.
Šita pirma diena yra puikiai žinoma.
The second cut was Samsaradava Nalalidha Loka Janayakar Yunyaganagunadvam. So I was hearing that as I was doing my service of vacuuming the temple room rug. And I was just absolutely amazed at the loving I could hear in the voices of the devotees the love they had for Prabhupada. I knew that they were living in a different world than me. I could understand they were living in a different sphere of consciousness that I was not a part of. They were living in the spiritual world and their love for Prabhupada, you see. So being the envious person that I am, I was envious of their love for Prabhupada. And I thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada? That was the moment of realization. That moment is when it happened, you see. When I realized, I just started crying, the tears were coming down my face. Wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada? That was it. I surrendered my heart to him. And of course it's been, that was 41 years ago. And it's continued to grow and grow and grow and become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. But that was a moment of full realization. When I gave my heart to Prabhupada. What's the second question?
Ta prasme, kad mąstymas toks tai, kad padėti Krišnai, čia kad toks gal kvailas mąstymas.
Sometimes I think that I have to help for Krishna, it is good.
Help for Krishna? What do you mean?
When I'm doing something that I'm feeling that I can help something for, to do something for Krishna.
You can help Krishna. Do something for Krishna? Yes, we need all the help we can get.
Krishna wants the whole, wants us to make the whole world Krishna conscious. We need all the helpers we can give. Please give your life to help us make the world Krishna conscious. That's my request of
you.
Please dedicate your entire life to helping us make the world Krishna conscious. That is the help that Krishna wants from you. Will you agree?
Ar sutinka?
Jai. Okay, next question. Yes.
Brangus mokto, labai norėčiau sužinoti, ką reikėtų padaryti, kad kaip nusipelnyti jūsų darshaną.
I want to know how we can get your darshan.
I'm getting it right now. You can have a, you can make an, Guru Mata is my secretary, Vishnu Priya Mataji. You can arrange with her, if you, anyone wants a darshan, they go through Guru Mata. Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, that was you.
Viešpats Brahma gyvena aukščiausiai visatos planetoj. Ir jisai dirba šitiek daug. Kiekvieną dieną turi šitaip sunkiai dirbti. Nors sako, kad rojaus planetos jie mėgaujasi. Turėtų mėgautis. Tai kame yra smagumas tada?
Lord Brahma is living in the topmost planet and he has to work so much. But it is said that in heavenly planets, they enjoying, but he is working. So where is
where is his work being described?
Kur tas jo darbas apibūdintas?
You've read that in the scripture. He works very hard.
Kur čia parašyta, kad jis sunkiai dirba?
He is making all universe.
So, you think he's not enjoying it? Actually, actually, the fact is the demigods aren't really enjoying. They have to manage so many affairs of universal activities. And they're constantly afraid that demons will take over the heavenly planets. So actually, it's not that enjoyable in the heavenly planets.
So there is a fun.
It's illusory pleasure, even the heavenly planets. There's no real fun, even in the heavenly planets. There's only one way to have fun in this material world. And that is you got to be a Hare Krishna. And then you'll have fun like anything. The demigods don't have fun. Only the Hare Krishnas have fun. Okay, next question.
I want to ask about the Smaranam. I have heard that if we have a nice chanting and hearing, Smaranam automatically be. We should put strong to remember Krishna or to have nice hearing and chanting.
Klausimas yra, kad apie prisiminimą Krishnos. Jeigu mes labai gerai kartosim šventą vardą ir klausysim apie Krishna, tai mes automatiškai prisiminsim Krishna, ar mes turim dėti papildomas pastangas, kad jį prisimintų?
Yeah, that smaranam is an automatic byproduct of quality hearing and chanting.
Taip, prisiminimas yra automatiškas rezultatas gero klausimo ir kartojimo.
The fact is, if we just let our minds go free, they will think of so much garbage. That's it.
Nes faktas, jeigu savo protui leisim laisvai skraidžiot, jisai tiek daug šiukšlių prisigalvos.
Therefore, after we finish our 16 rounds,
todėl, kai mes pabaigiam savo 16 ratų,
and we're doing our daily activities,
ir atliekam savo dienos veiklą,
we can keep chanting.
Mes turime, galime toliau kartoti.
It's like when you're walking with a wheelbarrow through the greenhouse. I've seen you walking with a wheelbarrow through the greenhouse. You can be chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. So in this way, to keep that smaranam, we For us to remain in Smaranam requires we do a lot of hearing and chanting, as I've been.
Bet faktas, kad visą dienos bėgį prisiminti Krishna, reikia labai kokybiškai kartoti ir klausyti apie
tai. So why stop at 16 rounds?
Ir nereik sustoti su 16 ratų.
Prabhupada said you can chant while you're on the bus, chant while you're taking bath, chant while you're walking down the street.
Prabhupada sakė, kad galim kartoti ir autobuse, ir traukiny, ir gatvėje einant.
Even when you're going to take rest, you can chant Hare Krishna.
Ateinant miegoti, gali kartoti Hare Krishna.
He says, when you're doing something with your hands, chant Hare Krishna. So you farm boys, you do so many things with your hands. You can be chanting when you do things with your hand all day long. Hours and hours of chanting. Or you're picking the tomatoes. Or you're loading the cucumbers in the truck. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, but you'll always be absorbed in Smaranam. Okay? Alright, next question. Ask the Saki.
Galvojama pastoja apie Krišną, iš tikrųjų, kaip galvoti apie Krišną, jeigu visada tą patinį su šito kūnu, neturi jokio skonio ir tiesiog neturi santykių su Krišna, tai kaip gali galvoti pastoja, iš tikrųjų, tik tai prisiversdamas kažkaip, kaip vartoji mantrą, jeigu ten šis kažką įspaudė.
Čia galvoti apie Krišną kartuojant mantrą?
Nu, kaip aplamai galvoti apie Krišną, nes guru kalbėjo paskaitojo.
How I can think about Krishna if I have no taste for him and no relationship with him?
How can I think about Krishna if I have no taste for Krishna, thinking of him and no relationship with him?
Kaip galiu galvoti apie Krishna, jeigu neturiu skonio tam ir jokio santykio su juo?
When one is sick from the disease known as jaundice,
kai žmogus serga gelta,
he has no taste taking sugar candy.
Jam neskanu valgyti saldainius.
Because for a jaundice patient, sugar candy tastes horribly bitter.
Nes gelta sergančiam žmogui cukrus yra labai kartus.
So bitter that if he puts it in his mouth, he just wants to spit it out immediately.
Jis toks kartus, kad išspjaut iš karto noris.
He has no taste for sugar candy.
Jis neturi jokio skonio cukrui.
He wants to stay as far away from sugar candy as he possibly can.
Jis nori kiek įmanoma toliau stovėti nuo tų saldainių.
And he goes to the doctor, 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 help, I'm suffering from jaundice, what to do, what to do.
Jis eina pas daktarą ir skundžiasi, kaip aš sergu, padėkit man.
The doctor says, my dear patient, here is the medicine you need for your jaundice. You must take sugar candy 3 times a day. Sugar candy? Are you serious, doctor? Sugar candy, it's horrible. No, you must take it, my dear patient. Every day, 3 times a day, you must take sugar candy. But my dear patient, I can tell you this. That if you will follow my order, and you will dutifully take sugar candy 3 times a day without spitting it out, gradually, that bitter sugar candy will become sweeter than the sweetest nectar. And you'll be taking it as much as you can just to relish the nectar. So now you have no taste for Krishna. You have no association with Krishna. But you have a doctor. Your spiritual master. And he has given you this order. That every day you must chant at least 16 rounds of Krishna's name. And you must strictly avoid illicit sex. Meat eating. Intoxication and gambling. If you will follow these orders of your spiritual master, you will get the association of Krishna and you will get the most sublime taste, Krishna rasa.
Ir gausite patį nuostabiausią skonį, Krishna rasą.
Do you know what Radharani says about Krishna rasa?
Ar žinote, ką Radharani sako apie Krishna rasą?
And there's another word in Sanskrit for taste.
Yra kitas sanskrito žodis skonį.
Trishna.
Trishna.
Radharani says this. He says, Mana marava madida dalavina yena mina. Krishna vina chane marayaya. Madhur yaha savadane mana netra yasayane. Krishna trishna dvi guna vadaya. She says, if I don't think of Krishna, jalavina yena mina, my impoverished mind dies immediately like a fish out of the water.
Mano protas miršta akimirką iš karto lyg žuvis be vandens.
But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face,
bet kai pamatau Krishna's nuostabiai besišypsantį veidą,
my mana netarya sayane, my mind and eyes are so pleased.
Mano protas ir akis yra tokie patenkinti.
Krishna, Trishna, Dviguna Badhaya. My taste for Krishna, my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles.
Mano troškulys Krishnai padvigubėja iš karto.
So you should have a beautiful, beautiful picture of Krishna in your home.
Turite namie turėti labai gražų Krishnas paveiksliuką.
And every day you must look at that wonderful smiling face of Krishna.
Ir kiekvieną dieną turite pasižiūrėti iš tą nuostabiai besišypsantį Krishnas veidą.
That smile of Krishna is extraordinary.
Šita Krishna šypsena yra.
It is also glorified by a great Vaishnava poet.
Jis yra taip pat šlovinama nuostabaus Vaishnava poeto.
Perhaps you have heard his name.
Turbūt girdėjote jo vardą.
Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Bilva Mangala has very nice poetry.
Bilva Mangala yra nuostabus poetas.
He says, Madhuram, Madhuram, Vaparasya Vibhor, Madhuram, 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 Badadang Madhuram. Madhugandhi, Mridusmaitam, Ittadaho, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. Which means, the transcendental body of Krishna
transcendentinis Krishnos kūnas
is very sweet.
Yra labai saldus.
And his face is sweeter still.
Bet jo veidas yra dar saldesnis.
But his soft, honey-scented smile.
Bet jo saldžioji šypsena
is the ultimate sweetness thrill.
Yra saldžių saldžiausia.
So, Ashtashaki Devi Dasi.
Taigi.
You simply have to every day look at that soft honey-scented smile of that boy Govinda.
Jūs paprasčiausiai kiekvieną dieną turite pasižiūrėti į šitą nuostabią Govindos.
Nobody can smile like that.
Niekas negali taip šypsoti.
His smile is so sweet.
Jo šypsena tokia saldi.
That Radharani's bliss doubles every time she sees it. Do we have any mathematicians here in the audience? Think of the mathematics.
Okay.
Radharani looks at Krishna's smile. Her bliss doubled.
Okay.
She looked at it again. What happened? How many units of bliss does she have now? She started off with one unit. She went to two units of bliss with the second glance, you see, with the first glance. The second glance gives her four units of bliss. The third glance gives her eight units of bliss. The fourth glance gives her 16 units of bliss. The fifth glance gives her 32 units of bliss. The sixth glance gives her 64 units of bliss. The seventh glance gives her 128 units of bliss. Now, how many times do you think she has looked at Krishna in the vast span of eternity? So, how much bliss do you think she is tasting now? And every time she looks at him again,
Kiekvieną kartą jinai vėl jį pasižiūri.
It's doubled and doubled and doubled.
Ir kiekvieną kartą tai dvigubėja ir dvigubėja.
So, my dear disciple,
taigi, mano brangi mokinė,
Asta Staki Devi Dasi, every day you must look at Krishna's sweetly smiling face.
Kiekvieną dieną jūs turite žiūrėti į nuostabiai besišypsančią Krishna.
And absorb yourself very very deeply in his unlimitedly sweet names.
Ir labai giliai pasinerkite į jo neribotai saldžius vardus.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hare Ram, Ram Hare. In this way you will follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. And you will awaken great feelings of love in your heart for Krishna. And you'll have his constant association for all of eternity. So we have time for about one or two more questions. Yeah.
You said that we've been misguided every minute since we've been born in so many ways. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We've been misguided and
grossly misguided, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we also learned that Krishna is giving unlimited blessings upon us at every minute.
Yeah.
Whether or not we're Krishna conscious.
Yes.
So that means that he must be guiding us. So what is the how do we reconcile this understanding?
How did we get misguided?
Yes.
If we were being guided, how did we get misguided?
How does this happen?
Okay.
Krishna kiekvieną akimirką mus globoja ir veda, bet tuo pat metu mokytas sakė, kad nuo pat gimimo mes labai grubiai buvom klaidinami visos visuomenės. Kaip suderinti šitus dalykus, kad Krishna mus globoja ir tuo pat metu mus visuomenė?
Perhaps you're familiar with Bhagavad Gita 15:15.
Turbūt jūs žinot Bhagavad Gita 15:15.
Sarvachataham hridisandhamishto smatsaksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in the heart of all living entities.
Aš esu kiekvienų gyvų būtybių širdyje.
And from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
Ir iš manęs ateina žinojimas, atmintis ir užmarštis.
So if you want to forget Krishna, he will facilitate you.
Tad jeigu norite jį pamiršti, jisai jums duos tą užmarštį.
He's a loving father, he gives you what you want.
Jis yra mylimas, mylintis tėvas, duoda tai, ko jūs norit.
You wanted to be misguided, so he gave you the misguidance.
Jūs norėjot būti klaidinamas, tai jums davė tai.
Charles Darwin. Stephen Hawking. Richard Dawkins, or whatever his name
Richard
is.
Richard Dawkins.
Etc.
Ir panašiai.
Because you wanted it.
Nes jūs to norėjot.
You got it.
Ir tai gavot.
Next question. Okay.
Kartais Krishna ar gyvenimas ar likimas atsiunčia mums tai, ko mes nenorime. Ir kaip čia suprasti, ar tai Krishna mus pamiršo, ar čia tokia nesuprantama mylima Krishnos ranka tai padarė.
Sometimes we face some troubles. How to understand? It is that
take troubles?
We face.
Faith.
Face. How to understand? Is Krishna mercy or it is something else?
Troubles is a state of mind only.
Problemas yra tiesiog proto būklė.
From one who is transcendentally situated, he sees there's actually no troubles.
Tas, kuris transcendentiškai viską mato, jis mato, kad nėra jokių problemų.
We think it is troubles.
Mes galvojam, kad tai yra problema.
Because we are situated in bodily consciousness.
Nes esame įsitvirtinę kūniškai sampratoje.
But actually, everything that comes is Krishna's mercy to help us come closer and closer to his lotus feet.
Bet iš tiesų, viskas, kas beteina pas mus, tai yra Krishnas malonė, kuri padeda mums priartėti prie jo.
What is the proof?
Kokie to įrodymai?
Queen Kunti.
Karalienė Kunti.
Vipada shantu ta shashvat tatra tatra jagadgaro bhavanam dasanam yatshad apunabhava tarshanam. She said, may those troubles come again and again.
Jis sako, tegul tos problemos ateina vėl ir vėl.
Because whenever I face troubles, I can immediately see you, my Lord.
Nes kiekvieną kartą, kai tos problemos ateina, Viešpatie, aš tave galiu matyti.
And by seeing you, I know that I will no longer have to experience birth and death.
Ir kai aš matau tave, Viešpatie, žinau, kad daugiau man reikės patirti gimimo ir mirties.
So we think it is troubles.
Taigi mes galvojam, kad tai yra sunkumai.
But that's because we are impure.
Bet yra tik tai todėl, kad mes nesame tyri.
If we develop the pure vision of the pure Vaishnava like Queen Kunti Devi,
jeigu mes išsiugdysime tyrą matymą kaip karalienė Kunti,
then we will see how everything is a blessing at every minute.
Tai matysime, kaip viskas, kas nutinka, kiekvieną akimirką yra palaiminimas.
So our time is up.
Taigi laikas baigėsi.
And we'll have a class where tonight?
Sakei.
We're going to Sakei? Is that your town? That's all. Going to Sakei tonight. Okay, Sakei village tonight.
Šiandien į Šakių kaimą važiuojam.
Huh? So we look forward to seeing as many of you can make it out tonight to the village.
Ir lauksim kiek įmanoma daugiau jūsų.
A village out in the forest. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Disgrace and Kashmir Nasa Dikari Maharaj ki jai.